Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, hour number two. I like to say that. That's a kind of a talk show thing to say. Hour number two. And if the show is bad enough, people will say, thank God, we've only got one more hour to get through. Or they may say, if they're kind, oh, that's too bad. We want more. We'll let you decide. And
I hope they're saying that about you or not saying it.
I understand, bud. I was hoping not to have to just articulate that. So this hour, we're going to talk about the Gay Marriage Equality Box. We also have Larry Grover on. And Larry has been following very studiously the arguments there to the Supreme Court. People opposed and people in favor of gay marriage. Now, I'm sorry that I didn't get the box up because I was so busy with everybody being children about this. I was so busy trying to find a picture of Sofia Vergara's blonde hair, and I think I've got it here. So if you're really crazy and you want to see what it looks like, there she is. She's a blonde. This is on Phil TV, and you can see that, and that's great. Okay, let's get out of that. Now, what I do want to find is the gay marriage box, and we'll get to that. But you've seen it, and it is an orange box and with two parallel lighter, almost beige or off-white lines. And people are using that as a way of simply expressing support. And I had some people comment to me today over on Facebook. One guy in particular, oh, wow, Phil, it's called slacktivism. All you do is put a box up. Well, I don't know where the guy got the idea that that's all I do. I mean, I've made my arguments to my fellow citizens, and I've expressed my opinion.
Well, as a talk show host, I would think that your opinion may carry weight, but you've always said, don't listen to what talk show hosts say.
Well, that's right. And what you should do is make up your own mind, you know. But if I'm going to talk about anything, I hope I present it somewhat intelligently, and maybe not. I don't know. But be that as it may, just because you got a gay marriage box on your profile on Facebook doesn't mean that that's all you're doing, all right? Anybody that is going to say to me or you or anyone, oh, wow, that's all well and good, but if that's all you're doing... It's a little weak because how do you know that that's all they're doing? I think what they're doing is betraying. They're opposed to gay marriage.
Well, who was the talk show host?
There was some talk show host. I forget the guy's name. Some guy that's got a talk show, and he was angry at me for having that there. Larry Grover is also angry at me for having that there. But we're not going to talk about that. Although I will just tell you that a lot of people are using this. If you see it, you'll know what it is. Some people have variations on it. Some people are satirizing it. Some people have created a marriage box. I think those are the lines that go up and down. It is a square box with a thick pink horizontal lines. And it was offered for sharing this week by the Human Rights Campaign as the U.S. Supreme Court took up arguments in key marriage rights cases. The image replacing profile pictures on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and elsewhere is a makeover of the advocacy group's logo, usually a blue background with bright yellow lines. The Human Rights Campaign made it available in red for the color of love on Monday, and estimated tens of millions of people shared it on Wednesday. Fred Sains is a spokesman for the nonprofit in Washington, said it shows enthusiasm and passion and support. Like viral campaigns of yore, supporting breast cancer awareness, pink ribbons, President Barack Obama, change your middle name to Hussein, and even Arab Spring, which was green, a bit of fatigue set in on some social media streams by those questioning whether such efforts serve to change minds or simply put are plain annoying. My Facebook feed is cascading aesthetic nightmare. Thanks, Equality. Washington Post writer Dan Zach Riley grumbled. Dan, it's a democracy. People can, if you don't dig it, I guess you can unfriend all those people or something.
Well, you don't want to. If you unfriend all of them, what are you talking about?
If everybody wants to make it a statement and you don't dig it, you can just block everybody, right?
You're going to block everybody? What if you want to be friends with them?
Well, then I guess you're going to have to just live with the freaking pink box for another couple of days. A photo of Justice Anthony Kennedy made the rounds with the quip, before we make a ruling, did enough people change their Facebook profile picture? None of that mattered to the masses of same-sex marriage supporters. Some swapped matzah for the pink lines as Passover got underway, or added frowny internet star Grumpy Cat, who explained marriage equality would make her happy. Also, Bert and Ernie were there, and I think I also saw the Affleck duck, and, on and on and on and on it goes. On the line with us from Culver City, California right now is Vernon Dozier, and he is joining us to talk about these Supreme Court arguments and just what they represent or don't represent, how persuasive they are. Larry, how are you?
Doing pretty good, Phil, and I can tell you that the marriage equality boxes don't bother me at all because it lets me know how many people are still sort of chasing a rainbow. You know, that's another symbol of the gay peoples. And I just don't think it's going to convince anybody. The American people are not convinced.
All right, tell me why, again, if you don't mind, and I know you've said it a million times, you know, you heard Sotomayor's argument when she was speaking to one of the anti-marriage attorneys, and she asked, can you think of any other...
Yeah, no, I remember the comment.
Yeah, she said she asked, is there any other area in American life, any other area when it comes to human rights or privilege or anything where gay people are or should be prohibited, and he couldn't think of any.
Yeah, and to her, she said to him that that meant that the gay was a special class of people in a bad way, and I'm saying that are not saying that gay people are bad. We're saying in just this... Let me give it to you another way, Phil. We're not even saying that gays shouldn't have love and union and have the legal, the rights of a couple that has a legal union. We are talking about marriage, and marriage is traditionally, Phil, the purview and the area of that's what straight people, heterosexuals, they get married. Gay people get a civil union. Heterosexuals get married, and we're just trying to preserve the institution of marriage.
Because
it has traditionally been an area where only straight people, and that is what straight people do. There have been arguments made.
Let me ask you this, okay, if I may?
Go ahead.
Traditionally in this country, white people own plantation-style houses, okay?
No, that's not...
Hasn't that been the case?
Well...
Traditionally, it was whites that owned plantations. Do we say now that black people are not allowed to?
Well, now, wait a minute. You're saying that black people traditionally have not been rich. That's not true, because we have had wealthy African-Americans, even in the days of the separation, the Jim Crow separation of the races and segregation and so forth, we had wealthy black people.
Okay, but were they allowed to buy plantations?
I don't know.
Well, would you allow them to buy a plantation?
Of course I would have allowed them to buy everything. I would have allowed them to sit down at a lunch counter, but it was unfortunately that was not the case.
But legally, couldn't the argument be made that traditionally they never owned plantations, so they should not be allowed now?
Well, who would make an asinine argument like that?
There may be some old school white folks who had plantations in the days, and their families had plantations in the days of slavery, and they could not bring themselves to accept a black family owning something as sumptuous and as magnificent and as palatial as a good old-fashioned southern plantation. It just would drive them crazy seeing blacks moving into a place like that.
Well, that's absolutely asinine to say, and I know what you're doing. You're trying to say, what you're doing is you're trying to make a parallel between owning a house and a religious sacrament that has been traditionally reserved for the man and the woman.
All right, when you say a religious sacrament, I'll grant you, I know in Catholicism, matrimony is a religious sacrament, and I'll grant you that. We also know that in other religions, it is a religious sacrament. We also know that atheists get married and are allowed to be married, men and women.
No, they're not. Well, yes, they are, if it's a man and a woman, yes.
Okay, if it's a religious sacrament, why are people not tested as to their belief in God?
Well, I don't... What do you mean, tested as to their belief in God? It's the traditional religious sacrament of man. That's what we're talking about now, and that's what makes this different from your plantation that a black guy, you know, that I'm not saying he shouldn't be allowed to, and I they should be allowed to.
Okay, but if it's a religious sacrament, marriage,
yes,
then why are you allowing people who are non-believers to use it to solidify or to endorse?
You know, Bill, and let me explain something. See, I've heard people say this. And it's true. You, when you're funny, when you stick to the jokes, you got a great show. When you start going down the you can't go down this way because I have invested my life, okay? My life. And my wife and kids, you know the story.
I know the story. Let's take a break. All right.
All right. Let's take a
break. Well, you know, I don't want to get into a whole thing with him, but I...
Well, he's making the point that, Phil, stick to the funny, and I think that in a lot of ways he's right.
What do you think, Bud?
Well, in a lot of ways he is right, yeah, but in a lot of ways,
I think he's right. So I should stick to the funny and get away from all this?
Well, I mean, you ought to be able to allow yourself, you should not edit yourself your opinion.
Yeah, but you should stick to the funny.
Okay, well, thanks for being clear on that. God.
Well, Phil...
No, just hold on. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. Phil Hendry Show.
You're not backing me into another corner, Hendry. I saw this coming last week when I got booked on your...
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover on the line with us from Culver City, and we spoke to your mother. Well, we had you on the phone as well, Larry, earlier in the week. I know Gloria's there. Gloria, how are you?
Oh, Phil, I'm doing great. Larry, Larry and I disagree on this as well, but I wanted to let you know and let your listeners know that I'm a very big supporter of gay marriage.
Hey, mother. May I have the phone?
I'm holding the phone. You can talk into it, but I'll hold it.
All right. That means I've got to yell.
Then you'll have to yell, Larry, because I have other things I want to say.
All right. Bill, can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to say that this is typical, that everything that I want to do, she goes against. She's against everything that I was in favor of Clinton being impeached. She's against that. I was in favor of, you know, Bush winning, and she's against that. I was in favor of McCain, she's against that. Now I'm in favor of keeping the gay, you know, gay away. That was the conservatives of Kern County campaign, gay away, gay away the gay, and she's against that.
I was against that, Larry, because it was the stupidest thing in the history of man on this planet, because the gay away.
What is a gay away?
That was the slogan we came up with, gay away, marriage is for straights, gay away the gay.
It doesn't even make any sense.
It does. We used the slogan, Phil. Can I have the phone now? Thank you.
I'm done. I'm washing my hands up, Shelly.
Thank you, Mother. And by the way, speaking of washing your hands, I used a slogan that I got off the side of a laundry box. It was something like, babble away your dirt, or get the dirt out of there with Babcock. What was it?
No, it's Babbo soap.
Babbo soap. Okay.
All right. So it's like, you know, get the dirt out or...
Well, no, it was like babble away the... What was it?
Larry, the only thing that's going to be babbled away is you, because you are...
Really funny, Mother. What was the slogan?
Don't talk to me like I'm your...
I'm sorry, Mother. What was the slogan?
It was... Babble away your dirt blues.
Yeah, babble away your dirt blues with Babble. Okay? So I took that and I said, I got it. I've got it. And I went to Dale Griffey and Turner Henson, both guys that are on the steering committee with me at Conservatives of Kern County, and I said, what do you think of this? I wrote it on a chalkboard, gay away the gay... You know, I said it wrong. It's just gay away the gay. And we were ecstatic. We were beside ourselves. We felt it was so good. And to roll it out tonight as I have, and to such underwhelming response, I got to tell you, you've really done your damage, Henry. You really have.
I haven't done it. What have I done?
Well, you know, as I said, stick with the funny. When you start talking politics, you embarrass yourself.
I embarrass myself to the point where your gay away the gay doesn't work because I guess people are convinced that gay marriage is all right.
Well, but the point is, why don't you just stick to being funny and quit trying to be cute? Let the rest of us handle the heavy lifting, and you keep us laughing.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. I just happen to have that marriage equality box.
Yeah, see, I don't understand that. What gives you the right?
I'm an American citizen.
Oh, boy. I love it when you talk show hosts loved, oh, I'm, you know, and that's what you say.
Okay, what about Bill O'Reilly, man? Does he have a right to talk?
He talks about politics. That's what he does.
He does, huh? Okay, so he talks about politics, so he should not be allowed to be funny.
What are you talking about?
You're telling me that to keep this thing here and keep that thing there and keep everything separate, O'Reilly talks politics, so why does he have Dennis Miller on and they're yucking it up? Why doesn't he just keep it real straight down the middle and talk politics? Because there's all kinds of different things that people are interested in. There's all sides to people. I could talk about this stuff and be stupid, and people could say, boy, that Phil is sure stupid, and be done with it, you know? But for you to come on and make this argument, I shouldn't talk about politics. You haven't responded to what I said.
About what? About blacks owning plantation houses? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying...
My statement was if whites, if straight people traditionally own marriage and that belongs to them, and that's the tradition, then why don't we have the same traditions that were at one time only whites and were things that only white, like playing golf in a country club?
What are you saying now? You're telling me that black people should be kicked out of a country club? Because that's racist. And
oh, is it now? Well, you know, whites were the only ones that were in country clubs. Why do they gotta let blacks in there?
It's not the same thing. I told you it's a religious institution, and I guess you're gonna counter that by saying, how come we let atheists get married? Okay, all right. Because we've decided that atheists get to be married. The religious ones, the one like me, and I'm religious, we've decided that the atheists get to be married.
So let me get this straight, just...
You're not going to convince me otherwise, Phil.
No, I just want to get this straight. Marriage is a religious institution. I ask you then, why are atheists allowed to be married? Why don't you give a quiz of married couples when they get married? Just how much in God do you believe? But you don't. You just... any straight couple can be married. It doesn't matter. Maybe they hate God. Maybe they hate Jesus. But they're getting married. Now you include in that group of people atheists. And you say to me, well, we just decided that atheists are the ones that get to be married, but gay people don't. And I ask you, why is it you separate out a God-fearing and perhaps a God-believing homosexual from marriage, but an atheist who's straight, that's okay?
Well, you don't, first of all, you don't know if the homosexual is believing in God or not. You'd have to give, now that's, you'd have to ask the homosexual, is he believing in God? Or is he not?
Why would you ask him? You don't ask the atheist. You don't ask anybody else.
Because... Take the phone, will you? I gotta have a cigarette.
Oh, Larry's going outside. Still, they have a cigarette.
No, you haven't won.
I'm not trying to win. I'm just trying to ask some questions here, you know?
Phil, Larry has had a very tough few years. You know, when Marcy left, she took the kids.
I know that.
And Larry swore up and down that he would devote himself to the betterment of our country. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful cause. But he has decided that in so doing that, he will live as a monk. He has deprived himself of the company of women. He has taken to doing some very bizarre things. I don't know if he's told you about the knotted ropes and the other things that he's done.
No, he has not.
He has.
No.
Well, I walked in on him the other morning, and he was beating himself with a knotted rope. He had tied, what is that?
Hold on, my phone just fired off here. Oh, you know what, hi, doll, I'm on the air right now, so... Hello? Poor girl, she's scared.
Who is that?
Never mind.
Well, I will tell you, Phil, that he had a knotted up rope. He had tied something around, very tightly around his testicles. And when I walked in and saw this, he went, ooh, and he put his hand over. He made that noise.
Hold on.
I mean, hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Sorry. Oh. What happened? Well, what happened there was a joining, I forget the word now, but it was a containment, just a bunch of stuff came together all at once. And so, anyway, welcome back to the program. There were phones being answered, right, Margaret?
Well, you had two phone calls come in, and I saw you trying to deal with that.
Well, what I should have done is turn the phone off, which is what I've just done right now. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, his mother was on the line. I don't know, who do I have, Gloria?
Larry, too, and Gloria.
I told Phil.
She's talking about some of the religious ablutions that I perform, and if you want to get into that, I don't think it's fair.
All right, Larry, whatever you're doing, you're beating yourself with a knotted rope, and you tied something.
Well, yeah, and Mother characterized it in a joking way.
That's exactly what you did. I was telling Mr. Henry when I walked in on you.
Mother, you know, does everybody in the world got to know what it is that I'm doing to get right with God? Does everyone have to know?
Why do you have to get right with God that way?
Because I feel as if I've sinned, I've committed horrible sin, and I've got to get right with God.
But putting a cinch around your testicles. And
yeah, what was this whole woo-woo? What was that about?
Because when I walked in on you the other morning, that's what you did. You went, woo, and you put your hand over.
All right, and you're sharing this with Phil's audience. Why?
I want Phil to know the depth of your trauma. And I think when Marcy and the kids left him, Phil, I think...
Okay, you know what? This is none of my business. Larry's right. We should not be talking about this.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. Thank you.
I'm not trying to embarrass him.
You're still talking about things that really we don't need to talk about. So, Gloria, I thank you very much.
But don't you think that should be discussed?
Maybe it should be discussed. I don't know, Larry, you were talking about...
I'm not afraid of saying I have sinned horribly. I've committed abominations beyond the scope of anything you can imagine.
Well, have you had gay sex?
No, I have not. No, I have not. No, I have not. But other things I've done.
Well, have you been violent?
No.
Is it sexual?
I wouldn't call it sexual.
But it's an abomination beyond anything I can imagine.
Yes. Just things that I've done, all right? Don't get into the specifics. I've done things that would grow hair on your head, Phil. And I know that doesn't distress you, but I'm not about to get hair grown on your head at my expense. Okay.
Well, what if this would put hair on my head? What's wrong with just telling me what the sin was?
Because it would take years off my. It may kill me.
Oh, Larry, would you stop?
No. What do you mean stop?
Oh, Larry, what have you done that would make Mr. Henry grow the hair?
You really want to know? Because I want to get right with God, and I'm going to.
Well, Larry, if it's illegal, maybe you want to talk to a lawyer.
At this point, I don't care. I'm going to tell you what I've done, and then maybe you'll understand why it is will do nothing from this day forward to displease the Almighty. This is tough.
Well, Larry, I don't want to know if you've hurt children.
No, I haven't hurt any children. The only person I hurt was God, and I defiled the laws of nature.
Oh, God, Larry, what...
I was, you know the Percivals, the field they have?
Oh, Larry, you're not talking about bestiality.
It's, no, but, hold on. The Percivals have a large field, Phil. They have goats. They live near us here. I went out into that field one night.
Yeah?
And I laid down under a tree out there, and while the goats were milling around me eating the grass, I pulled my pants down and masturbated.
Well,
is that it?
Is that it?
So now what you're going to do is, are you going to mock me?
No, I mean, is that it? Is that what you call the abomination beyond all?
Well, it sounds weird.
But it's not some horrifying sin.
Are you kidding me? Boy, get a load of the two of you. I went out into the field and paddled it with two goats who were looking at me.
But why is that any more of a sin than... I thought you were going to tell me you had sex with these goats.
Well, what's the difference? Now, not only do I tell you one of the worst things I've ever done, now you want to sit there and pretend like it's no big deal, so I'll just keep on spilling more of the details. God!
Larry, we're not... I don't think it's that... It sounds bad to me, but that's my age group. But if Phil says it's okay...
Oh, if Phil says it's okay? Why don't you go out and do it then, Henry? Oh, man, you know what? I'll tell you what. Go down to Devil Town, both of you. Both of you.
The phone. How dare you, Larry?
Go down to Devil Town.
Go down to Devil Town. That's what he called...
I know what it means. Are you telling me that that's the big sin? That's the abomination?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'm not young. I don't know what's acceptable anymore.
Go to Devil Town.
Larry, go into your room and close the door.
Yes, please speak.
You're acting like a child. You're acting like a child.
Shut up.
So, you don't think it's bad?
No, it's not bad. I don't know what's going on with that he had to go out into a field and do it. What, was there company over that night?
I don't know. Which bag was it, Larry?
None of your bees bag.
I don't know.
I mean, are you kidding? I mean, the guy, you know, performed an act of self-abuse, laying under a tree in a field with two goats eating grass nearby. What does he think was bad with that?
The goats are looking at me? Almost as if we roomed together?
How is it you can hear Phil?
Hello, I got a radio on? Wow. Oh, God. Not only did I masturbate around goats, my mother is brain dead.
I, Larry, if you're listening, and please understand that it's just not that bad, man, and you really, you need a psychiatrist, not because you masturbated in a field with two goats nearby, but because you consider that to be just the most horrific sin that's ever been committed. You need a psychiatrist, you need intensive therapy, your wife leaving you and the kids, something's happened to you, man. You know, the last thing you need to be doing is getting involved in politics.
Oh, I get it. So in other words, you get to be involved in politics, Mr. Funny Man, but the thing that I get to be involved in, which is politics, I don't get to do it.
No, you don't. No, because I'm not nuts. And you're not nuts either, but you're on your way.
Hear that, Larry? Mr. Henry says you're on your way.
Okay. Would you please thank Dr. Freud for me?
Oh, Larry.
No. Thank you, Dr. Freud.
Larry.
No, thank you very much, Dr. Phil Freud. Or is it Sigmund Henry? I don't care. I hope both of you go down to Devil Town.
All right, Larry, you've already said that. Larry, honey?
What?
None of the cake. I'm saving the carrot cake.
I didn't even get a piece?
No, none of the carrot cake. So, Phil...
All right, look, I've got to go because this is... it's pointless. It's pointless.
If... What can I do as his mother? I love Larry. I know he's he's almost a 50-year-old man. But I love him. What are you doing with that? I said none of the carrot cake.
It's not the carrot cake. It's the bun cake.
Well, I want to save that too, but you can have a piece.
God!
So in other words, right after he just told me the worst sin that he's ever committed in his life, he's having himself a piece of bundt cake.
Well, yeah, he didn't get his dessert tonight.
I didn't get any dessert. Is that all right with you, Henry?
All right. Let me just put Mrs. Thank you very much. We're putting Mrs. Grover on hold. This is a pointless conversation with a guy who is emotionally overwrought, Mr. Grover. Traditionally, one of the heads of conservatives of Kern County, He apparently has been mortified and otherwise has been traumatized by something that he did out in a field with two goats nearby. That has some significance. I don't know why. And he's here arguing about gay marriage. I just, Larry, if you're listening, I just really fear for your sanity. And I think once you clear some of these things up, these other issues in life may just take care of themselves a little more easily. You won't be so stressed out about them. And who knows, you may even get back together with your wife and kids. I think that's the best thing that could happen for you. The gay marriage thing, the gay, whatever, dude. You getting crazy because you blankety-blanked in a field with two goats watching as if you're roommates. These are insane thoughts. These are mental, you're mentally ill. These are not thoughts that a healthy man has, Larry. And I know you're listening. I know your mother's listening. You know, we care about you. We appreciated everything you've contributed to our show. But I fear for your sanity. And I encourage you to use your insurance or whatever you got, I don't know, and get in and talk to some professional about the things that are hanging you up, man, because it's too weird for words, what he just said to me.
I'd tell you about a guy doing something like that. You don't think he's nuts?
No, the act itself doesn't bother me. The fact that he is...
Well, now, hold the phone, Phil. He said he went into a field with two goats staring at him, and he was...
Yeah, I said he's paddling.
If you go into a field and paddle it, okay, let's just say you go into a field to paddle.
Hold on, will you? No, I'm not going to have a discussion about it, all right?
All right.
Not going to have a discussion about it, whatever reason he did. But the thing that's wrong with the guy isn't the fact that he went into the field and paddled it. It's the fact that this guy is going, he's wrought with guilt. Don't you understand?
No, I would be.
You would be? What the hell are you talking about? I mean, everybody's weird and everybody's different. Everybody does what everybody does. But being racked with guilt over something and going crazy over it, that's what's wrong with a guy.
Well, you heard him. He was perfectly fine having a piece of carrot cake.
I don't think that's significant of anything.
Why?
Because that's probably how he's dealing with the stress. He's going in and getting himself a big piece of cake. He's probably going to eat himself to 300 pounds worrying about this stuff. That's the next thing that's going to happen to him. He's going to have a heart attack over all this jazz. Don't worry about it. All right, we'll be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's get off this topic, please.
And I was looking forward to debating the idea of gay marriage with, well...
Yeah, well, guess what? Maybe we'll get back into it in a different way. I don't know. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. In the meantime, Kirsten Dunst, one of the actors that starred in Interview with a Vampire, wait till you hear what she said about kissing Brad Pitt. It ain't what you might think it would be. Mm.
What? Did she like it?
In any event, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. That she
Truth
liked it. No,
is our
that
bitch.
Would be,
the I Phil would Henry think. Show.
No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I don't mean to be a child about this, but we were talking about, well, get off of that, bud. I don't want to look at it.
What's the matter?
Because if you fire up a video, we're going to get audio. We were talking about the beautiful actress Sofia Vergara of Modern Family, and she has blonde hair, and she's taken all the dark out of her hair because that's not the natural color. Natural color is blonde. So, having removed all the dark color from her hair, because I assume they finished shooting their episodes for this particular run, it's now all over the internet and people are looking at this. And then I just saw what they said was her in a bathing suit, but you couldn't see her head, and it looked more like Kim Kardashian, you know.
Well, that's an insult to Sophia then, because Kim Kardashian is almost. Is, well, and I say this with love, and kind, she's almost a monstrosity, you know?
And you say that with love, huh?
Well, Phil, I'm sorry, but she's... I told you last night, I'll tell you again, she's a monstrosity. And I think something needs to be done, and it has to be done right away.
Well, what's got to be done? I mean, Dustin's got fat.
When you're a woman like Kim Kardashian, and women are looking at you because they buy your perfume, they buy your clothes, they buy your fashion, they love your jewelry, they love... the design and the color and everything that you do, and you allow yourself to devolve into that of a monstrosity.
Come on, Margaret, quit being so stupid.
Did you just call me what I think you called me?
Miss Gray, you gotta just not be...
Butt out. Did you call me that?
Yeah, I did. I called you stupid. Quit being stupid. Quit saying a monstrosity. What an insult. The woman's pregnant. She puts on a lot of weight. She's already a big woman. I mean, she's got those curves that everybody loves to talk about. That big butt that everybody's in love with. God almighty, this society that we live in, they talk about mixed messages. One minute you want a voluptuous, curvy woman. The next minute when you finally find one, well, she's too fat. Then the poor, God forbid she becomes pregnant, and she puts on some weight like every other woman in America does, and suddenly she's a beast. I can't believe it.
When did you become a Kim Kardashian? You know that you're going against the grain when you support her, don't you?
I don't give a damn. What is the story with her? So she's stupid, so she comes off looking dumb. The things you just said now sound stupid.
I said that she doesn't want to become a monstrosity. Why is that stupid?
Calling her a monstrosity is insulting, and it's stupid talk.
I don't think she's a monstrosity. I think she's very beautiful. Although pregnant, she does look like, you know...
Yeah, she is beast-like.
Oh, well, then you guys are just as dumb. Beast-like.
But what's supposed to say?
Just say she's a pregnant woman. She puts on a little bit of weight. What is going to happen if you guys ever get married? God help your wives. Because women are going to put on that weight when they get pregnant. And Kardashian, you knew the minute that she got pregnant. And I don't know who said it last night, but they're absolutely right. It might have been Bobby. Thank you, Bobby, for injecting a little intelligence.
Oh, my God. Now all of a sudden she's intelligent. Boy, you give her a podcast and you're sucking...
Watch it.
I can't believe... This is you, Phil.
Yeah, it's true.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Here's Kim Kardashian's rear end and here's Phil.
Oh, grow up.
Yeah, man, that's exactly what's going on.
That is exactly what's going on.
All right, let me just say this. Number one, she is a woman who is somehow in the public eye because of her beauty. She's got that big butt because, you know, the family, because of the jewelry, because they're eminently telegenic, because they've got TV shows. She's a smash hit, okay? She is everything that Paris Hilton was and more, because there's more to this woman. At least she's got no problem showing every aspect, if you'll pardon the...
Yeah, every aspect.
Okay, of her life.
Yes, Paris Hilton had a few boundaries. Paris Hilton did not stick a camera in a toilet.
Well, neither does Kim Kardashian.
Well, she might as well.
I just find it very interesting. I think it's very interesting, you know, I really do. I think it's interesting. Now, I know, I don't pay that much attention to her. That's the problem. That's the problem that maybe people would have with a guy like Phil, not with Phil Henry, but a guy like me, or a woman like me. That I don't have this huge, obsessive hatred for all things Kardashian. The things that I see, I'm not particularly interested in them. I'm not necessarily turned off.
Why? You're sitting there stifling a belch, and you give me all kinds of...
Yeah, that's right, because I don't come right out and belch like you do. What are you looking at, bud?
Just you and every, you know, I just think that sweater looks bad.
Oh, what are you, all of a sudden a fashion designer or something?
Yeah, man, what are you, like Doug Dangler?
That Doug Dangler, Doug Ganger, God, what a homo.
Will you shut up? Staring at me like you don't like my sweater or something?
That's the wrong color for you.
I was thinking the same thing.
What is it? Get out of here, the wrong color. So, when did he all of a sudden become a fashion designer?
He's got a very discerning eye.
He gets the wrong color, and I just think you wear too much blue.
Oh, well, okay. Thank you very much, Tommy Hilfiger. I'll take that under advisement.
Who?
In any event, you're wearing the wrong color. Get a load of him.
But you all of a sudden become a fashion designer, man.
I'm not no fashion designer. Just looked like the color clash.
All right, enough. The fact of the matter is that I don't have any major problem with these. I know what they are. They're just a bunch of people that we watch on television, okay? I'm not going to get insane. I don't watch it. Now, I will tell you this. Being in the business that I'm in, I'm in the media. So, the media. I was going to say, I'm in the medium. I'm in a medium of radio. And so I'm seeing this stuff all the bloody time. Kardashian this, Kardashian that, Kardashian something else. I do ask myself, are they that compelling? And they must be.
Phil, I'm telling you, that woman and her family are very, very disliked by a lot of people.
Do you ever look at that Twitter feed that she's got?
Are you kidding me? I'd rather drink from a toilet at Dodger Stadium.
Well, okay. Well, while you're drinking from the toilet at Dodger Stadium, you ought to take a look at the Twitter feed that she's got. She's got people there that think she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, man. Millions and millions, and there are a lot of females, too. So don't give me this bull crap about how women hate her.
What do you mean, females? Are you sure they're not drag queens?
I don't know. But there's a lot of female avatars, let me put it that way, all wanting to be her. What are you telling me? That she's got, like, she's a, she's got,
an F-hag. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Ugh. And that comment last night about how, give it a year, and she's going to have an oxygen tube in her nose, and Kanye's going to be at a club with a thin, waif-like Asian boy, that was totally uncalled for.
Yeah, but true.
No. We'll be back next hour with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, access thousands of hours of archived audio and more, including our video archive at philhendryshow.com. Talk to you in just a couple of minutes. You've got to reboot.
You've got to reboot the ISDN. That's what Dan said.
Yeah, I know.
Phil Hendry.